Perry Como's Kraft Music Hall, usually presented at this time, will not be seen tonight, so that we may bring you the following special program.
Perry Como hosted the Kraft Music Hall for 25 years, beginning in 1948. Let's take a look at what else was available to viewers on the television networks on Perry Como's Wednesday Kraft Music Hall nights in the 1962-63 season. And remember, Dial Twisters, finger exercise opportunity was limited back then. We had only three television networks to choose from. ABC's Wednesday began with Wagon Train, with John McIntyre as the wagon master who took over the reins after the passing of Ward Bond. Going My Way followed on ABC with Gene Kelly reprising the role of Father Charles O'Malley that Derbingle made famous in the 1944 movie of the same name. Our Man Higgins was next on ABC with Stanley Holloway as a British butler plying his trade in the United States. There were 8 million stories in ABC's Naked City, and you saw 26 of them in 1963. The police drama was shot entirely in New York City. CBS's Wednesday night led off with the distinguished documentary series CBS Reports. Dwayne Hickman was next, as the lovesick Dobie Gillis, followed by the Beverly Hillbillies and Dick Van Dyke shows. You were CBS Wednesday evening concluded with two quality alternating anthologies, the Armstrong Circle Theater and the U.S. Steel Hour. NBC's evening opened with The Virginian, starring James Drury, the first 90-minute Western on television. The Virginian was based on Philadelphian Owen Wister's 1902 novel. Perry Como was followed by The 11th Hour on NBC, a doctor show starring Wendell Corey playing a psychiatrist. Old video on your 19-inch Admiral. The soundtrack embedded in your cerebellum through the magic of Movie House Productions.
No matter, he's here.